opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of that camp, did you see the video that the Browns shared from the last one where
Shador had the camera in his hand and he was racing around the practice field?
No, not that one. That was a good one too, but there was a clip of...
He races around a lot of places.
There was so many good speeding jokes. It was Mason Graham and it was Quinshon Judkins and they were like...
Oh, yes.
They were talking to the kids and they were like, hey, did you guys know where he played? He played his college ball, and they were like, Michigan. And all the kids were like, boo. And Mason just like held up his hand and was like pointing at the fact that he got a ring. And then they were like, and where did he play college? And they were like, Ohio State. And they were like, yay. And they were cheering for him. It was pretty funny. You got to love those Ohio State-Michigan rivalry taking over the Cleveland Browns, which has been the case the last couple of years because they've taken multiple Michigan players and multiple Browns or multiple Ohio State players. So there you go.
Absolutely.
They followed your philosophy of take the best Buckeye available.
Best Buckeye available, baby. Can't go wrong.
That's the good news. What did you think about what Chris had to say about this Cavaliers team and kind of where they're headed? I thought his answer on, and that was the biggest question I wanted to ask him, was that the one about development versus when to make a move. And I thought it was pretty enlightening to hear him say and concede or admit like, yeah, there is room for this team to develop, but they also have to look at themselves in the mirror and decide, okay, how do we thread the needle between development and making the changes necessary to put our teams over the top to be closer to the teams that I asked him about in the first question? Are they close to either of these teams? And he flat out said no right now. So I thought that was pretty interesting because I do think that's what Kobe Altman has to do is juggle here is, yeah, I know he loves this roster. I know he loves Evan Mobley. I know he thinks there's room to still grow with some of these guys because they are still a generally young team in a few areas.
Right.
But at the same time, like, you have Donovan Mitchell on this team. You have to maximize the years of his prime that he's in. You have a window of opportunity here with the East maybe shuffling, as we talked about earlier, Daryl.
Right.
Like, you can't just bank on, in my opinion, well, hey, Evan Mobley's going to take that next leap, and that's going to get us a little bit closer. I think that the Pacers exposed some flaws in the machine right now. Doesn't mean that you can't get there. But you got to change some things up on top of hoping that Evan Mobley continues to take those leaps that we're thinking he will. And then I think you get this perfect storm of, okay, now we can really chase that championship that everybody thinks they have a chance to do.
Yeah, I just don't buy into the growth of Evan Mobley being the elixir that fixes what ails the Cavaliers in the playoffs, okay? Evan Mobley's growth is not going to instill physical toughness and mental toughness in this basketball team, okay? That's been the problem each of the last 3 years. Now, we can talk about how they matched up against the Knicks and then how they matched up against the Celtics and then how they matched up against the Pacers, but the reality is that, you know, yes, Evan Mobley took a pretty substantial leap this past season, right? And as Chris talked about in that interview, and if you missed it, rewind function on the Free Odyssey app, podcast going to be available. Maybe we'll throw it up on YouTube as well. It has to be about more than just Evan Mobley's growth. It's a lot to put on the kid's shoulders. And the ceiling for him is extremely high. The expectation for him is extremely high. He is the future. Like, Donovan Mitchell right now is the present. But, like, for long-term sustained success with the Cavaliers, Evan Mobley is the franchise. And, again, I'm not disrespecting or slighting Donovan Mitchell by any stretch of the imagination. But just
Donovan would probably say the same thing.
You know, Donovan said
he knows how important Evan Mobley is to this team's success.
He said early in the season, I believe it was in February. It was after a game, and I remember we're standing there. You know, he goes over instead of doing his media availability by his locker, he goes over and stands by the wall there, and he's standing there. And a question about Evan comes up, and then Donovan just goes, "You guys realize, like, this is the worst he's going to be. Like, this is as bad as Evan Mobley is going to be," which is his way of saying, this kid's only scratched the surface. He's already really, really good now. Just wait a couple of years down the road how dominant of a player he's ultimately going to be and turn into. But it's got to be
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
More than just Evan Mobley. That's my whole point here, right? Evan Mobley is not going to be the kid that's going to instill the physical toughness in this basketball team. Evan Mobley is not going to be the kid that's going to give everybody the mental toughness that they're going to need to get through the adversity, whether it's physical adversity through injuries, whether it's the mental adversity of, hey, we let a game slip away there in the final minute that we should have won. Like, that's not on Evan Mobley. That's on Kobe Altman to figure out what he has to put in that locker room to get them over
it's
that hump.
Fit. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he's put good players in the locker room. He's built this team. He's done a really good job. You've built a great regular season team. And as a Cavalier fan, considering you're in Cleveland and you don't have LeBron James, right? You don't have a once-in-a-generational player carrying your franchise for you and things like that. And you don't have a quote-unquote, the big three era or whatever. You have your core four, right? But, you know, you've got a team that's really good in the regular season, that's a playoff contender, that can win a playoff series. Now the challenge is, can you get to the conference finals? Can you get on the level where you're competing for an NBA championship? Right now, on paper, you're like, yeah, these guys are NBA championship contenders. And for a good part of this past regular season, I talked about it. I know you talked. We all talked about, hey, these guys are for real. They could win the whole thing this year. Yeah. It's wide open. And then they flame out in the playoffs. Injuries did play a part of that. But yeah, Kobe Altman's got to figure out what he has to do to tweak that locker room, to bring in pieces that take care of the physical toughness and the mental toughness. Yeah. Because it's clear to me that this group of guys, and I'm not saying every single guy falls in the category, but just collectively as a unit, they are not mentally tough. They are not physically tough. And when teams push on them, they struggle with pushing back. And so that's the challenge for Kobe Altman. Yeah. You don't need to blow it up.
No, okay? No.
You don't need to make wholesale changes, But you got to find just that those missing ingredients. He's got to find that somewhere.
I also think, too, like as you talk about Evan Mobley's development, that is one player. And I think the Pacers series revealed that this is about more than one player when it comes to matching up with those teams that are playing for the NBA Finals right now, right?
Yeah.
In today's NBA, as we've both mentioned, the big three thing, that doesn't exist anymore. You need to have a deep team that has the right supporting cast around your star players, that has contributors from everywhere. And a lot of it does come down to shot making at the end of the day. Like, you got to have guys that are making. Part of the reason why the Pacers have been so good, I mean, their guys are hitting mid-rangers. Like, they're hitting mid-range shots. They're hitting threes. They're hitting from everywhere. And the Cavs didn't have that during their series against the Pacers. So Evan might be able to take another leap, but is that enough to get you over the hump against a Pacers team that can run like 10 guys deep and like really put you at bay because they run up and down the court and they really outwork you and they do some like no, like you need more than that. And so yeah, some sort of move that helps you on the margins also matters here around Evan, which is why I think this is the perfect time. Kobe said in his press conference, if we were going to make wholesale changes, it would have been last offseason. I hope that doesn't mean they're not going to do anything, because I do think you need to change the math up a little bit. And if you just go in the next year banking on the two things we've talked about now, Evan Mobley's development, and, well, hey, if guys are healthy, we're going to be okay. I just don't think that's a recipe for success, and that's not a plan. That's not really a plan to be better next year. Real quick, let's go to Joe and Avon. We got like 30 seconds here. Joe, what's up, man?
All right, I'll focus. Appreciate everything. I just want to piggyback real quick. I agree 100% with everything you're saying. I think what they have to do is they have to look themselves in the mirror and say, A, are we physically tough enough? B, are we mentally tough enough? Regular season doesn't matter. When you let a guy like Benedict Mathurin kind of punch you in the mouth with Hunter, get you out of your game. I mean, Carlisle is a chess player and moved around Kenny Atkinson. I think they have a lot going on. They just need to go to that next step. They need to realize, okay, what do we have? What don't we have? And let's make that change accordingly and be prudent about it.
Good stuff, Joe. That was very well done in the time frame that I gave you. I think that was well said.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.